Plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Program here. We'll get right into the news here. Some of you might have been following this case out of Fort Hood, Texas. A platoon leader was accused of ordering his men to force two Iraqis into the Tigris River at gunpoint, and these men died. And so it says here, platoon leader pleads guilty, and it says they're going to be that the platoon leader will be tried for manslaughter, aggravated assault, it looks like. First Lieutenant Jack Seville pleaded guilty Monday to lesser charges and agreed to testify against the higher-ranking officer who allegedly ordered Seville and other soldiers to execute certain Iraqi suspects as they were caught. This is a problem, folks. It's been a problem for some time, as we're hearing from our brothers and sisters in uniform over there, that they're being told to shoot noncombatants, to execute people they suspect at being insurgents without any evidence. And it's truly out of hand over there. It's just out of hand. We're hearing our brother soldiers are coming home, and they can't sleep at night. They're having nightmares. They're waking up with horrible memories of what they did and what they saw others do over there. But the punishments are not fitting the crimes. It doesn't look like, folks, if somebody gets caught doing this and becomes an embarrassment of killing people when they've been ordered to, then they put them through a trial, a court-martial, and let them off with a slap on the wrist, just about. Let's go back to First Lieutenant Seville said Captain Matthews Cunningham, his company commander, gave him a list that included the names of five Iraqis who were not to come back alive. If they were caught during a series of raids in Samarra, on January 3rd, 2004, Seville, a 25-year-old West Point graduate whose family lives in Tappahannock, Virginia, I believe I'm saying it right, pleaded guilty to two counts of assault, obstruction of justice, and dereliction of duty. He faces trial Tuesday on an additional assault trial charge arising from the earlier incident in Balad, in which the Iraqi man was detained and then thrown in the Tigris River. Seville faces 9 years in prison. He faces an additional 3 years for the alleged Balad assault. Along with manslaughter, the Army dropped charges of conspiracy and making official false statements. Seville was accused of ordering his troops to force, oh boy, let me see if I can get this name, Saudon Hassan, 19, and his cousin Mawan Hassan off a ledge about 8 feet above the Tigris River for allegedly violating curfew. Prosecutors said Saudon Hassan couldn't swim and drowned. Defense lawyers contended the teenager is still alive. And in December, a judge granted a defense request to have the body exhumed. It was unclear Monday if the exhumation ever took place. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Witherington, a spokesman for the 4th Infantry Division at Fort Hood, says Seville, that's First Lieutenant Seville, offered to plea bargain to a lesser charge of aggravated assault against Mr. Hassan, who drowned, and that the government decided it was in the best interest to accept that plea. We had heard both had drowned, and this article doesn't say that. So it looks like maybe just the one fella drowned that was pushed into the river. Wellington said Cunningham is under investigation for allegedly giving illegal orders to kill Iraqi detainees. He said two Iraqis were killed during the raids, which came in response to the January 2 mortar attack in nearby Balad that killed Army Captain Eric Paliwada. Staff Sergeant Shane Wurst, 31, of El Toro, California, is charged with murder in one of the cases. The other is still under investigation, Worthington said. Cunningham is one of three officers already punished for trying to cover up the Tigris River drowning. The Army has said the punishment against Cunningham, Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Sossaman, and Major Robert Gwinner did not include jail time. Staff Sergeant Tracy Perkins, Seville's co-defendant, was acquitted in January of manslaughter. Perkins was convicted of two counts of aggravated assault, obstruction of justice, and assault consummated by battery. He was sentenced to 6 months in a military prison and was reduced by one rank. Perkins and Seville are part of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team out of Fort Carson, Colorado, which is part of the 4th Infantry Base at Fort Hood. Also Monday, the British Ministry of Defense announced that a soldier in the Royal Air Force accused of killing 5 Iraqi civilians by driving dangerously in Iraq will face a court-martial next month. James A. Bolskill is accused of being involved in the killings on the road near Basra on February 3, 2004, and the ministry said neither his rank nor age were released. Britain, Washington's top ally in the U.S.-led coalition, has about 8,000 troops in Iraq, mostly based in or near Basra in the south. Well, folks, that's coming to you right from the Army Times, military headlines. And it's interesting as we read and we get letters from our brothers and sisters that are there on site as these homicides are going on. It truly doesn't sound like Vietnam at all, or First or Second World War, or Korean War, where we actually took prisoners. Believe it or not, we took a lot of prisoners. And we didn't just go up and do a double tap in their head because, you know, we had to get on and clear another room, like our SEAL team member told us, that they just didn't worry about who was innocent or guilty. They just go in, put a double tap in the people's head, and go to the next room and clear the next room. This is all foreign to this old Vietnam-era veteran, and it is foreign to a lot of our troopers going over there, young people going over there, not expecting to be told to kill women and children, men, women, and children that are non-combatants. We've had a number of people contact us, soldiers contact us, that are having severe psychological problems now that they've come back because of the things they've seen and participated in. We need to pray, folks, that our people that love God and love freedom will get back involved in the institutions and get these people out that are just absolutely tyrannical, absolutely without any morality, that is in control of our government institutions today, like the military, and teaching these kinds of programs at our military academies and in our training for the infantry soldiers. We had a soldier write to us a lengthy letter about how he was told and he was taught to kill and he was told to kill and he was so psyched up to kill after boot camp, they let him come home for a couple weeks before going off to Iraq. And he said he couldn't hardly stop killing his own family members and friends because he was so psyched up about killing from the boot camp training that it shocked him that he wanted, when somebody disagreed with him, he wanted to kill him. Well, we've heard this before, and I'm telling you, folks, I went through boot camp. A lot of you went through boot camp, and we never came out with that kind of mentality. What's going on here? You know, I've read religious books, and it says that the Arabs and others are not human, and so it's okay to kill them. And so I wonder if we're following some of these religious books that are out there in our training that says that certain people are not even human and should just be killed. I don't know what to say. But I do know that with all the communications we're getting from soldiers that this is going the wrong direction with us going over there just annihilating whole communities and individuals because they just happen to be there when we come along. Okay, anyway, let's see. I wanted to share with you something else happening. You may be aware of it, you may not. But anyway, we've got something that several people have told me. Our office assistant here brought it up to me. Also, we were already aware that our government is going to spend $22 million to destroy an American ship. This American ship is a warship, and it is going to be sunk in the Atlantic to do explosive tests in the spring, and so that they can learn about this. Well, there's a lot of people upset because the name of this ship is the USS America. And I'm telling you, it seems like it is symbolic that they've chosen this. A Navy official admitted the service is nervous about how the sinking will be perceived given its symbolic name. Now, you know these Antichrist Luciferians that run our governments today, both this nation and other nations' governments, who are these international crime families we talk about all the time, they're Luciferians. They're really heavy into symbolism, heavy into dates that are occult dates and everything. And so in the Navy Times comes this article about this ship, the USS America, that they're going to sink. I want people to that are into this type of thing to do some investigation and see if this ship is not going to be sunk on an occultic day. You know what I'm talking about, a number of a day. Almost all the big things they do in America today, 9/11, everything is done on a very high occultic date. And I'm wondering if the sinking of the USS America might be the same. We'll be right back after this break with more.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Okay, folks, just a little bit more on the USS America. That's the first time our nation has ever sunk one of their own large carriers. This is a CVN-21 carrier, and it's the largest ship that we've ever sunk to do tests on. But I'm just interested in the name. You know, our government is run by these Luciferians today. Even most of our state, every one of our state houses, are run by these globalists helping set up this Antichrist world government system, every one of the governors. Now, we have a new governor over in Montana who is withdrawing the National Guard back to Montana. Don't know about him. He's a Democrat. Don't know, but usually they don't allow a governor in if he's not working to set up this Antichrist world government system, in other words, a globalist. But anyway, I'd like somebody to watch this. They don't even give the date that this is going to happen, but the date should be very interesting because they're going to sink the America as they're sinking America as we speak. In every way, they're bringing America down to third world nation status. Is this not symbolic, folks? So we'll just watch and see what date they choose. And you that follow these occultic witchcraft type days, powerful days, we'll see which day they do it on. Just a curious thing here, and we thank Carol and others for bringing this to our attention. $22 million, folks, they're going to use to sink that aircraft carrier. my goodness gracious, folks. Yet the government plans on not paying back our soldiers who have been made to go and fight in Iraq for equipment they've had to provide for themselves, protection equipment like bulletproof vests and like armor plating for their Humvees. Washington, the Defense Department hasn't developed a plan yet to reimburse soldiers for equipment they bought to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, despite requirements in the law passed last year, says Senator Chris Dodd, a Democrat, in a letter to Secretary Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He says that the reimbursement program is stalled. Very simply, this is either negligence on their part, says Dodd, because they are not happy with this when it passed, or it's incompetence, Dodd said. It's pretty outrageous when you have all their rhetoric about how much they care about our people in uniform. A Pentagon spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Ellen Cranky, it looks like, said Rumsfeld will respond to Dodd's letter after he has reviewed it. She has no comment on the progress of reimbursement regulations. As you remember, folks, soldiers serving in Afghanistan and Iraq and their families had to buy everything from high-quality protective gear so that they would have bulletproof vests to actually helping put together armor for their Humvees so they wouldn't be blown apart. They had to provide their own medical supplies, and some of them felt it was necessary, and it may be under this new situation to provide global positioning devices for the soldiers. I never used one of those when I was in the military, but this is a new day. But anyway, you know, we're going to spend $22 million sinking an aircraft carrier called the USS America, and yet we can't pay back our soldiers that had to buy their own protective gear. Senator John Kerry, you remember during his run for president, said the Pentagon needs to move quickly to give troops their reimbursement and especially on their protective gear and the armor they provided for their own Humvees. I think that's a good idea, folks, a very good idea. Okay, let's get into the Terry Schiavo case here for a few minutes. We do have things we want to discuss, and I will open the phone lines up here at the bottom of the hour and see what you have to say about this case. I am very pleased at the response we're getting. I mean, we can't say we've got it won because we certainly don't. The day of destroying Terry Schiavo is still Friday, and they're determined, the government's determined to make this case law and being able to destroy a woman who is disabled, but that's about it. You know, she's very much alive, very much awake. She's very much responsive to people that come into the room. And it is amazing. I think it's been 14 years her husband has denied her sunlight in the room, no brushing of her teeth, no antibiotics if she gets bed sores, which she's had a lot of bed sores for infection, and no rehabilitation. It's amazing that this young lady is alive and doing so well. Her parents come in to see her. She's responsive. And we thank, let's see, a number of people today for getting information to us. Eleanor White in Ontario, Canada, sent us this information about Terry. Terry jokes and tries to talk right now. I go to that place, and it's in on the web, and it's the Tallahassee.com, Tallahassee Democrat newspaper. It says family and religious groups rally for brain-damaged woman. Women knelt in prayer and raised their hands to the sky during a rally Sunday set up to urge state legislators and officials to prevent Friday's court-ordered removal of the feeding tubes keeping Terry Schiavo alive. Be back in just a minute. We're talking about this tragic case and how we can win this if we just get up and get involved. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Terry Schiavo case here. We only have a couple days left, folks, and we're pulling out all the stops, doing everything we can. I hope I read you the letter last night from the Vatican. We're very, very pleased. And now we have a Southern Baptist, looks like a, well, Calvary Baptist Church preacher getting involved here, and my goodness gracious, that's a wonderful thing. And but we want to thank Ellie and Stan and Kuski and Ellie from, I think she's in, near Stites over there, I forget the name of the town, here locally for sending us this information on the Tallahassee newspaper. And all of those getting involved at this time on calling and writing, sending email and making phone calls and faxes, as many as you can each day. Just continue to do it. We've only got 2 days left. People all over the nation are beginning to respond, and even in other countries are beginning to respond, like our dear friend in Canada that just, got involved, Eleanor up there, and has called down and talked to the sheriff and talked to others down there. Okay, so here we go. We have this information from the Tallahassee newspaper, the Tallahassee Democrat. It says, Terry may be disabled, but her life is of great worth to God. James Dobson, founder of Christian group Focus on the Family said on a recorded message that was played to the audience. They had a meeting down there, and Bob and Mary Schindler, who's the mom and dad of Terry, said that his daughter's situation is the inception of genocide in America, which it is, folks. He went on to say the Nazis were doing the same thing, and what they're trying to do to Terry is the same. An engineer who drove from Atlanta to attend the rally there in Tallahassee on Sunday said criminals and animals don't get starved. Why should Terry get starved to death? And so I guess they had a great meeting. I think about 1,000 people, it was said, attended that meeting. So I think those who are the death cult in America, especially the death cult in charge of our government arenas today, like the judiciary, and who want to get this euthanasia program really kicked off and going, they got a lot of people they want to put to death, and Terry will help them do that. So we have to be just as strong in our stand towards not allowing them to kill her as they are strong in their stand to put her to death, to push their agenda. One of the most brilliant things I've heard said, and I was just shocked that we didn't think of it here at our Police and Military Association, was said tonight by Joe McNeil, who's head of the National Association of Micro Broadcasters, and it kind of almost knocked me out of a chair because I thought how brilliant this was, and what a great point. I'm sending a letter to the sheriff, going to fax it down to him tomorrow, and I'm going to include this point in there telling him that we suspect that this is a criminal case and he should start a criminal investigation right away and don't let the best evidence be destroyed and his only witness, his best witness, be destroyed come Friday. And the good point that Joe McNeil said was his husband went to bat in court for months and months and months telling the courts how much money he would need to provide care and rehabilitation for his wife, Terry. And the minute he got the money, $1.3 million, all of a sudden, whoops, I forgot to tell everybody, Terry's wish was that she should be put to death. She never wanted to live like this. So he tucked away that $1.3 million, started telling the nurses and everybody, don't care for her. We want to pull the tubes out and let her be put to death because she told me she didn't want to be kept like this. Well, folks, why didn't he tell that to the court that was working to try to get her rehabilitation monies? And how come he didn't bring it up then that his wife didn't want to be rehabilitated, that she wanted to be put to death? Very, very strong point, is it not? Her husband went to bat for her, he said, in the courts to get money to rehabilitate her. And then immediately upon getting the money, he said, no sunshine, no brushing of her teeth, no care whatsoever, no antibiotics for infections, no rehabilitation whatsoever. Because, see, all these things extend her life. And when she dies, he gets the $1.3 million or whatever's left from her care. So that is a brilliant point, Joe, and thank you. I've written that down. That's going to go right in my letter to the sheriff to show that something stinks in Denmark there. I mean, something is rotten, without a doubt, among before this, what do we call him? Well, he's an adulterer, and he's had children out of wedlock with a woman that went a whoring with him, basically, you know, and he's been with her for a number of years now, and he wants that $1.3 million or whatever's left of it to go and have his good day with his family. And so, anyway, we thank everybody, and let's go to the that article here in Tallahassee, Florida, to give you a little bit more about that. My problem is part of this is missing off the page. Let's see what I've got here that's I want to share with you. There's a group there, a Christian youth group called Bound for Life, that said they would go on a hunger strike when Shivo's feeding tubes are removed on Friday. the group's youngest participants, including young children, might drink fluids because of their age, the group member, a group member, Carla Evans, said, who's 23. State lawmakers are rushing to pass legislation requiring doctors to provide nutrition to incapacitated patients who didn't leave any specific advance instructions. The this law they want to use is designed to be retroactive and could apply to Terry Schiavo. Folks, it is critical we get a hold of our representatives here and tell them not to drag their feet. The day of termination for Terry is Friday, and it will only be 5, 6, 7 days, and she'll be dead of dehydration. So they can't drag their feet on this. They're talking about maybe passing it on Tuesday or Friday. Thursday or Friday. And we need to make sure that that law is passed and signed by the governor. Jeb Bush will sign that if we keep the pressure on Jeb Bush. And so we're going to give out a lot of numbers right now for you to call. I'll talk for a few more minutes, but get your pencils and papers right now. All of us folks have to jump on this because it could be your child tomorrow, could be my child tomorrow, or it could be you or me tomorrow that they're pulling the tubes off on, you know. And some of you say, well, I wouldn't want to live like that. Well, folks, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you don't have a lot to say about it. If you're not being kept alive by artificial means, as Terry Schiavo is not being kept alive by artificial means, she's just being fed water and food once a day through a tube. And I believe, from what I've heard from the family members, that if they took the tube out, it would be more time-consuming for her to be fed by mouth and fed liquids through her mouth, but they say she could swallow, so that probably is very much possible. And so she's not being kept alive artificially. And remember, she is not in a vegetative state. I like the Pope, who said yesterday in his article that a vegetable is a vegetable and an animal is an animal, and a man is not either of those things. I thought that was really good, because that's absolutely true. Terry Schiavo communicates with her family and enjoys life as she has it right now. So, anyway, here's those numbers. I think I've talked enough, and we're going to open the phone lines up. Let's do that while you're still looking for your pencil and paper. If you'd like to call in tonight, talk about anything, we'll be talking about Terry Schiavo for a few more minutes here. Please call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I hope somebody got a hold of Colonel Bo Greitz, who's heading down that way. We gave out that information about how to get a hold of his buddy yesterday. I'm looking for it again here, and doggone, I don't see my note. So I hope you got it yesterday. Bo needed some help in driving down to where this murder is going to take place on Friday, and he swears he's going to stop it. So we really need to pray for Bo and Judy, his bride, and that they'll be kept safe. I don't know what he's got planned, but he swears he's not going to let them pull those tubes out. I wouldn't want to be the one to come in there and try to get around Colonel Bo Greitz, let me tell you. I've been there with him at Ruby Ridge. I've been there with him beside him at Montana Freeman. And I've been there with him in other places, and let me tell you, I wouldn't want to be the one to have to go around him to try to pull the tubes out of Terry Schiavo. So anyway, here's those notes now. I think I've talked enough. Here's those phone numbers. We need you to call and email the secretary for the sheriff. We need you to call the sheriff, the new sheriff, and the secretary, and we'll tell you how to call her and him, and also give you out her email, because she's the one that says she wants to get information from people calling in. She says she's had quite a few people calling already. We need to just make their life very exciting for them. We need to be tactful and not to be offensive, because we don't want to turn them against Terry, for one thing, thinking that we're a bunch of bandits out here, or Al-Qaeda, as the president would call us, by calling up and saying nasty things. So keep that in mind. Here's those phone numbers. To call into the sheriff's office, call in on 727, area code 582-6204. That's 727-582-6204. That's in Largo, Florida, and it's the Pinellas County Sheriff, James Coates. That's C-O-A-T-S, as in Sierra. C-O-A-T-S, as in Sierra. Pinellas County Sheriff. And his secretary is, well, you can reach her. She'll probably get on the phone, matter of fact, when you call that number. But she's also given us a, Ellie called us with her email. And so you can email her or the sheriff, okay? That secretary's email is C as in Charles, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. And this is all one word. I forget, her name is Camille or something like that. But anyway, it's Patterson, C as in Charles, Patterson, at, and here's some initials for the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. It's P for Pinellas. County is C. That's PC, okay? S as in Sierra for Sheriff's, and then O for office. I'll give it to you again, PCSONet.com. That's the sheriff's secretary, C. Patterson, at PCSONet.com. All right, now we move on to Governor Jeb Bush. Here's his number. Call him, ring his chimes, because he can stop this. He's got the power to do it, just like the sheriff has the power to do it. By the way, when you call the sheriff, please tell the sheriff that he has the ability to start a criminal investigation today, and they cannot destroy his evidence or his witness if he starts an official criminal investigation into allegations using the evidence that is available from Mama and Daddy, the mom and dad of Terry Schiavo. They have the evidence to give the sheriff to show that there's a strong possibility that Terry was severely injured and put in the state she is today by somebody in the home the night this happened to her. There's x-rays of, she had broken bones and other damage, and so the sheriff could start an official criminal investigation tomorrow, and he could make sure that they don't put his witness and his best evidence, which is Terry Schiavo, to death on Friday, asking to start a criminal investigation. The best thing he can do, if he wants to look into this real quick, is he could go to terrysfight.org. Terrysfight.org. You can tell him that. Terrysfight.org on the web. He will see Terry setting up, smiling, watching her family members, trying to talk and show that she's a very living person. And then get a hold of the parents, get a hold of the mom and dad, and they will give him the x-ray showing that Terry had been severely beaten and that she had, or at least she was severely damaged, other than, I think they said, her husband said, well, she had a heart attack or something that caused her problems. Well, we highly suspect that was not what caused her problem, that the husband had something to do with it. We don't know it for certain, but there's evidence there that the sheriff can start a criminal investigation tomorrow and be sure she's not put to death. Okay, Governor Jeb Bush's number. Call him tomorrow. Call him several times if you can. I would get his email number, too, and I would email him. But that number is 850, area code, 488-4441. That's Governor Jeb Bush, 850-488-4441. And he has already passed Terry's law and signed it, so I think because he wants to run for president and finish off destroying America, whatever his brother hasn't finished us off with at that time. And he knows he has to have the support of the people. And Terry Schiavo is getting a lot of attention right now. So Governor Jeb Bush helped pass Terry's law, signed it into law, and the government lawyers said, government lawyers called judges, said it was unconstitutional, and threw it out. So that's when Judge Greer figured out, okay, now I can kill this lady, and issued his order to terminate her on Friday. So call the governor and tell him that he should also get his state police investigators to launch a criminal investigation in this case himself. The governor can go to the state police and have them launch a criminal investigation into this case before they put the best witness to death on Friday. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the program when we return. This will be, we'll be closing it out. Have a couple minutes left. Okay.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Baptist Church says he's not attending church any longer down there. But the pastor says her name is Terry. She opens her eyes. She watches a balloon as it crosses the room. She listens to music. She responds to her mother's loving attention. She has something very precious. She has life, something only God can give. Her name is Terry, and she matters to God. She should matter to us. So says Pastor Rice, of the senior pastor at the Calvary Baptist Church in Clearwater. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. More pastors You need to get your pastor involved and the people in your church involved in standing up for this woman, because it is an international incident that's about to occur that will affect every one of us. Now, I have other numbers to give out. Speaker of the House, Alan Burns, there in the Speaker of the House, you need to call him. Senate President, you need to call him. And you also need to call the Department of Children and Families there in the state and tell them that, and tell the sheriff and tell the governor that Terry Schiavo's husband plans on taking her body immediately and cremating the evidence. He's going to have her cremated immediately because he knows something that perhaps you and I don't know for certain. He doesn't want that evidence around. So get a hold of the Department of Children and Families. Here's their number, 850-488-2381. That's 850-488-2381. Now, I promised I'd bring Carolyn on from Texas. Carolyn, sorry to hold you on so long, my dear. I just was trying to get these numbers out. Do you have a comment to make?
Oh, yes, sir. I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to these moral issues. It seems like the government-controlled press is focusing more on white-collar crime instead of these life and death issues, such as what's happening to that defenseless woman down in Florida and the ongoing tragedy in Iraq. I did have a piece of information that one of your callers asked about last night regarding the National Guard.
Yes.
The authority over the National Guard was transferred from the states to the federal government in 1986 with the passing of the Montgomery Amendment. It was passed by Congress and signed into law by then-President Reagan. And several states have sued, especially Minnesota, but the authority over the National Guard has been with the federal government ever since 1986.
And what was the name of that law?
The Montgomery Amendment, sir.
Amendment. Okay, I'll look that up. Yeah, good information.
You're welcome. I was trying to get that out in the 80s, and I got some...
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We'll check into that. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Folks, before we get out of here, Speaker of the House, call the Speaker of the House at 850-488-1450. I don't know why that number's different. Senate President's 487. I hope that's right. If not, try 488, folks. Because it seems like Speaker of the House would have the same as the governor and the Senate President. Okay, so Speaker of the House is 850-488-1450. Governor Jeb Bush, once again, is 850-488-4441. Senate President, 850-487-5072. And if that 487 is wrong, try 488. Don't forget, folks, this is the day. Tomorrow is the day to do what we need to do. God will bless you real good. I promise you'll feel great about yourself when Friday those tubes are not removed. Pray about it. Get busy and let's do something. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do love you. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.